Welcome to another day in the Matrix. This is Waters Above, and I don't know if you saw my last XRP video that I released, but it pretty much came to life immediately after I posted it. And that video was dedicated to a chart that I shared over on X last week that got a lot of attention and a lot of requests to explain my thoughts on what was coming next for XRP in more detail. So I shared this chart and gave a detailed breakdown in my last video, and since XRP has started to break out exactly as it did back over here during what I called the March 2017 moment for XRP. And over the past few days, I've been getting a lot of questions regarding this breakout phase. So in today's video, I'll be answering most of the common questions I've received and also share a thorough analysis on this crypto market so that you can be prepared for what's ahead during not only this month of July, but for the next 4 months. So this video is going to be packed with value. Now let's get into it. So if you're new here, we do cryptocurrency technical analysis and combine it with gematria, numerology, and astrology to understand these markets. Feel free to subscribe and turn on the bell notification to stay updated on when new videos come out. And make sure to give this video a like and share this channel with other conscious beings to help grow our community. And with that being said, let's take the clear pill. So, during my last video, I mentioned the timing of phase five, labeled right over here, regarding this XRP chart and getting back to this resistance of about 70 cents by the August new moon. So, that would be around August 4th, which is less than 3 weeks away. And I got to that number by measuring the last cycle's phase five from this first touch at the support line in mid-April 2016 until the last touch at resistance over here, which was in March 2017, hence the March 2017 moment. So in this time frame, if we measured from there to effectively there, gave us about 350 days. And if we were to mimic the last cycle's phase five, starting with this touch at support in mid-August 2023, over 350 days, it brings us to the beginning of August this year. So I also noticed the similarity of this short-lived, what I was calling a bear trap. It was the short-lived break of support back in February 2017, and how it was nearly identical to what we were experiencing just a couple weeks ago here in early July. And this is why I labeled this chart saying we are here, because when I filmed this at the time, we were right below the support line, and this was looking identical. And as you can see during that video, XRP was only trading at about 47 cents. When I made this chart over here, XRP was only trading at 42 cents when I released this update back on July 9th. So today's July 17th, and we can see as of today, XRP has actually traded into 62 cents on the high, and we're trading right now at about 61. So you can really see how similar this pattern is playing out. It's pretty wild to watch how this is all going down. And if XRP can make it back up to 70 cents by early August over the next 3 weeks, which is just another 12, 13% from here, then this would be one of the most epic XRP charts ever shared, especially if we hit my technical targets for bullish confirmation, which still stands at a macro candle close above 75 cents. And I talked about that in my last video as well. Ideally, if we can get a weekly candle above that 75-cent level, that would be incredible, but a monthly close would be even better. And that means if XRP can pull this move off before the end of this month of July, then that would look very promising for this, what I'm calling the March 2017 moment for XRP to be in play for next month. So we can also see that the next technical targets are somewhere around $1.30 to $1.40, based on this crown top distribution that happened after what we had called alt season of 2021, which XRP did not go into price discovery for. A lot of other altcoins did, but it had this lower high followed by another lower high bear trap, or bull trap, excuse me. And this bull trap was pretty elusive because when we got there, we made this M pattern followed by a break of support. And by the end of the year, it was pretty much a GTFO moment because this just continually heads to the downside with lower highs along the way. So This structure right here is really important for me right now as a technical analyst, and that's why I'm telling you $1.30 to $1.40 is our next technical targets once we can clear this macro resistance level at about 70 cents. And then we have this isolated moment over here for July 2023, just about a year ago, when XRP got its first big win in this Ripple SEC case. Of course, XRP no longer being deemed a security, but it was a very short-lived pump. I mean, it was a single day, got right below a dollar, couldn't even break a dollar, couldn't hold that level, and then effectively in a couple weeks came down into this first touch at support, which I've been talking about for a couple weeks now, and how that was a critical level to be our macro support for about a year and a half now. So we need to keep this level in mind too, and it's why I'm saying 75 cents. So I'm not just pulling that number out of thin air. It's because the highest monthly close we got here back in 2023 was around 75 cents. So that's why I want you to keep that in mind. If we can break that level on a monthly, which again, it's very possible before the end of this month, especially with the way it's been headed in over the past couple of days, almost 62, 63 cents today. Then, of course, 70 cents is possible before the end of July, given we have about 2 weeks to go. And if you remember the video that I put out last month, it was titled GameStop Hysteria Decoded. It was right over here. And that was during that Roaring Kitty nonsense. You know, nothing like getting sucked into a cultural moment of an industry plant day. Anyways, in that title, I also mentioned 83K Bitcoin by August. And this wasn't like a prediction. It had a very technical breakdown. It was a very analytical and philosophical kind of idea on the history of Bitcoin, bringing in some exoteric layers, but a lot of esoteric layers along with the solar cycle theory that I've been sharing and talking about October solar eclipse, also bringing up the recent April Great American eclipse that happened. And there was so many tidbits of data that you probably can't find anywhere else. So that 83K level and all of that stuff, it wasn't just being pulled out of thin air and it wasn't for clickbait. It actually had a lot of solid information in it. But needless to say, that title mentioning 83K Bitcoin by August, that could very well be in the cards. Seriously. And like I brought up in my last video, it would take Bitcoin price discovery in order to see expansion in the XRP chart. So keep that in mind, which means even just Bitcoin closing a weekly candle above 72K, which is this macro resistance level that we've been dealing with lately, well, that could essentially facilitate and trigger this surge in the XRP price that we're looking for, especially with the trajectory that it's on now. And that would be what would take this 70 cent level to be breached and a swipe up to this $1.30 and $1.40. That would be likely to happen during that moment for Bitcoin getting into the 80K territory. But please keep in mind, this 71.5K Bitcoin level is a tough resistance. It's been rejected four times now since the all-time highs back in March. And we're going over 140 days now of sideways since then. So this wasn't a sign of strength to come up to this level on its fourth time. And that's why recently, after that rejection here in June, right on the new moon, we've had a really long, arduous corrective phase that effectively just pivoted earlier this month. And now we're looking really good. And another schematic that I brought up over here, let me show you the chart because we're not just covering the XRP breakout, of course, we're covering the broad market in general. I brought up this, and it's been wild to watch how this all played out too. This was a Wyckoff schematic that I shared inside of my crypto decoding blueprint, which is new. And one of the most affordable things on my website, by the way, over at watersabove.com. If you look at the top of my website, scroll down a little bit, you'll see Crypto Decoding Blueprint. And I dedicated about five videos to decoding how the rest of this market cycle would go. And before Bitcoin had this correction into this lower low, I shared this chart. So I shared this chart back when Bitcoin was only just getting rejected in June. That was when I released the Crypto Decoding Blueprint. Then we actually came perfectly down into play out this schematic, which is three drives to the downside with lower lows. So you see the correction one, higher low, lower low, and then three is a lower low from two. It's just one drive, two drives, three drives to the downside after three drives to resistance and rejections. So, this is pretty amazing to watch how this is all going down. We've been tracking this with a crazy level of accuracy over the past, I would say 3 months specifically, and we're really gearing up for that price discovery moment. So if it's going to happen, it would likely be triggered by Bitcoin being able to clear 66K on like a weekly close. And that's also where I think you'll see the XRP price get to 70 cents. So I'm giving you a lot of data right now to consider. Step by step, phase by phase, it's really well tracked here. We're trying to time this as well. So just keep this stuff in mind. It still requires Bitcoin to break this resistance level for us to see that kind of setup going on for XRP. So now you all have the setup and watched how this all unfolded right in front of your eyes. You can keep in mind that March 2017 moment for XRP was also the same exact time Bitcoin was breaking out into price discovery back in 2017. So this could literally be a perfect repeat of how it went down during that same stage of the 2017 cycle. Now, keep in mind, one of the key points to all of this was that a big trigger point would be a solar eclipse, and we have one coming up in October. So I'll be making a lot more videos about that soon. I've already been kind of keeping you updated along the way, but I'll make something more comprehensive and dialed in, just like I did last video with this XRP video, being a little bit shorter and more dialed in. Now, since my last couple videos, I've received a couple questions about specifically August, and one was with Bitcoin because I showed how in most years during August, Bitcoin has a flash correction that typically gets bought back up instantly. It's not a crash, it's just a shakeout to liquidate leverage traders, and it typically happens in August, specifically tied to the August new moon. So we had this same type of correction last year. Let me show you really quickly. I'm just going to pull up the moon phases. Let me get to this chart actually. I'm going to hide all this noise. Here we go. So we had the same thing happen last August where we got to the August new moon, and then August 17th and 16th, the prior day, we had a pretty big shakeout. I mean, the whole candle was effectively about a 10% correction. Closed down 7% on the day. So that happened right on the August new moon. You could see the new moons with the blue dots and the full moons with the white dots. And these August corrections can be harsh. And same goes for September, which segues into what I mentioned in my last video about XRP in regards to its performance during the month of August. So what I mentioned is that XRP is typically bearish throughout every August. Since XRP has started actively trading, August is rarely a green month for XRP. But I also said in the rare occasions that August is bullish for XRP, it then tends to be a micro distribution into September. So it's a pump and dump. That's the best way of explaining it. In plain English, September is really the most important part of this overall analysis because, as I've shown for a while now, during election years, September's not that awesome. But what we see is that August typically is. We see the red lines are the election years. This is for the Dow Jones, by the way. Data going back to 1896, so over 100 years of chart history, and we could see September, October not doing so well for the stock market. And lately, the stock market has been closing day after day after day at all-time highs. So this is getting quite overheated, but it's nothing weird for a July in a presidential election year. This is typically what we tend to see. But next month is also where we start to see things get really overheated. And the corrections can come into the month of September. But I'm going to dial this in even more for you now because remember, I said I was going to give you a couple months of information, not only about this month of July, but 4 months of information in advance. So I hope you're paying attention. I hope you're taking notes in this. This is really telling you about how the remainder of this cycle is going to go in regards to 2024. So September is not the best month, neither is October for the stock market, neither is November, but you can see July is doing what it pretty much does for the traditional markets. And given the way that Bitcoin's recovered recently, it could look the same. And August is also bullish. Let's show a couple of iterations of where this is the case actually for crypto. So we're going to look at the Bitcoin chart. We're going to August 2017, and just want to get back to over here. So you can see the market, we were really looking good into August, and then once we peaked in early September, we had a pretty substantial correction. This was about 40%. Okay. This is big and important to keep in mind. Also, look at September of 2020. So we had this distributional top over here. We peaked effectively in August. And then remember, this was an election year. And then we had this correction on the full moon of September. Then we were sideways during September, pivoted in August, and then we headed into price discovery after that. The following year of September 2021, you see what happened. We went perfectly into the new moon of September, and then this followed with a correction into the September full moon, about a 25% correction before we went into the prior cycle's all-time high. And like I shared moments ago, last year in October, we had this similar sort of setup. You see this distributional top, it looks a lot like what I just showed you with 2020. But also, look at this new moon in August. We get this wipeout, and then we're sideways through September and down, and then we recover after October. Funny thing was, this recovery and blast off happened right after the October solar eclipse, and we have a solar eclipse in October as well this year on October 2nd. So during mid-August, there was this correction into the September full moon, and then sideways until liftoff in October. So this means you need to consider the two common times to see a correction in these upcoming months are specifically the August new moon, which is very odd, but as we get past the August new moon, we've seen some pretty sharp corrections, and then you also have a kind of pivot time frame of the September full moon. But since the early July new moon played out nearly identical, let me show you. We see the new moon of July that just happened. We were very bearish right after it, and that was the same case for August of 2023. So since they played out so similarly, it means I'd be looking for us to be in a more bullish energy throughout August, with this being the potential time frame for price discovery, with the September new moon being a short-term top and then a correction into the September full moon. And if we were to pump into August, just remind yourself that the August new moon is very early in the month. It's August 4th. So that's in alignment with what I said about the 70-cent XRP by the August new moon, and that's where we started today's video. So this is, I'm bringing it all together. I hope it's all making sense for you guys. I know this is a lot of stuff going on. Again, if you're newer here and you want to learn more about what I'm teaching, watersabove.com. I have the crypto mastermind course that teaches you everything you need to know about what's going on here in crypto, how to read the charts. It'll also teach you how to build a portfolio, how to develop an investment thesis, and it even includes my exit strategy blueprint for free within that course. So go check that out. It's very affordable for how much content is in it. It's over 100 videos. So if we were to get a correction in August, I believe it will be more like a flash correction that's really sudden and violent, and then it would be bought back up after. So keep that in mind. And if I had to time that all out, it would be the 33rd week of this year. So the 33rd week of the year, August 12th through August 18th. And we also have the August full moon just the following day on August 19th. Now, this 33rd week of the year is huge. And just this weekend, I released a Red Pill podcast over on my Patreon, decoding the recent Trump assassination attempt. And I shared a thorough decode on that, plus my decode on the 33rd week of this year, which is after the 33rd Olympics, which will be in Paris, France, and all the symbolism and the story that's telling, and that's tied to the master number 33, the number of transmutation. So if you joined over on Patreon and you checked out that decode, I greatly appreciate your support. It really means so much to me. That's available now at patreon.com/watersabove for the mastermind community membership. Now, lastly, it's very important that I point out a couple things, because although we're looking very bullish right now, we have to be neutral in the process. You can't be a bull, can't be a bear. You got to be a wolf. Follow the moon. This way you can stay ahead of these pivots and these big important moments in the market. We're going to be opening up the Bitcoin CME futures chart, and I just want to point out a couple things because this gap that we have right here is pretty obvious. Let me show you. Now, just to set the record straight, I am not a CME gap believer. I'm just showing you what's going on, and most of the time, these gaps do get filled, especially when these gaps are this big and follow a very impulsive move, such as the one we're experiencing over the past couple days. So we must stay open-minded to a correction in the short term, potentially around this upcoming full moon on July 21st, and it could happen anytime before the monthly close. And one thing I'm speculating on, and this is where I'm going to share my opinion and theory, all right? Everything I've been going through with you this video, it's based in facts, and it's important that I delineate that. But here I want to share some intuition, all right? I'm speculating that if we were to get the August flash crash, perhaps even on the August new moon, well, that would be the perfect time for this gap to be filled because we see these August corrections can be pretty violent, such as this one right here. It's pretty big in the grand scheme of things. So if we were to fill this gap at any time, it would probably be better if it was to happen sooner than later, just like rip the band-aid off and keep it moving. But please keep in mind that this does not need to happen. Bitcoin does not need to fill these CME gaps. We have one slightly below 10K, if I believe I'm correct. Yep, we have one all the way back here in the last cycle. Funny enough, it was around this distributional top into September that I talked about. And then we had one last year during March, during this retail banking black swan. Some of you might remember it with Silicon Valley Bank and Swiss Bank and a lot of stuff happening back then. We had this gap that is still yet to be filled down at 20K. So in the meantime, just to let you know, we do have this gap, but it does not need to get filled. Although I do think it would be nice if it was. Not because I want a correction, I don't have any desire left in this market. It's just really what would be healthy because of how quickly we've moved to the upside and some of the technical levels that we've already gotten to. It'd be nice for a little short-term pullback. So in the meantime, this 60 to 70K horizontal trading range is still in play until we break above the 71,500 level that I brought up earlier in today's video. A weekly close above 72K would be incredible. That would be the launch zone moment. But until then, we're just range bound. 66K is important right now regarding a weekly close. It would show a lot of strength for Bitcoin to recover that into the weekly close coming up the weekend, which happens to also be the full moon. Although I think Bitcoin has been a little too bullish over the past 4 days, and it's best if it chills out a little and backtests this 60K region. That would be healthy before pushing up another leg higher. Plus, we have that CME gap around 59, 58K that I brought up. All in all, we have a very solid bounce. Impulsive bounce lately. We got back above the weekly 21 EMA, so things are looking really, really good. And we'll likely be seeing price discovery during August with a push into the 80K zone, followed by XRP catching up, breaking above a dollar, and then heading into this technical target of $1.30 to $1.40. And remember, the time between a $1.40 XRP and a $3 XRP can happen in a single week. So once this thing gets moving, it really shocks people. And of course, I'll keep you updated every step of the way. Don't worry. I know that there was a lot covered in today's video. Watch it again if needed. Definitely take notes. I appreciate every single one of you and wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.